Hi, my name's Diana Trepkoff, and I'd like to welcome you to my new podcast called Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? I'm a forensic artist who's completed hundreds of law enforcement cold cases, and I can tell you firsthand the pain and suffering I have witnessed on families of missing loved ones. I can see the pain on their face, I can hear the pain in their voice, and I feel it in my heart. My dream is that all missing persons will be found and there will never be another missing person ever again. That's what I pray for, that's what I hope for, and that is my dream. So please welcome my new podcast, Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One? And one by one, let's bring these missing loved ones home. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One podcast. I don't even know how to begin to say what I'm going to say. It's been an amazing, crazy, unsafe day. So I'll start off with this, just giving a quick update. This morning was fantastic. I can't talk about it in a couple years. I'm sure I can then, and a dream's coming true, and it's just feels really, really right. But I know when I can't really explain it, what's the point of talking about it, right? But just so you know, I was in that amazing frame of mind, just felt so empowered and great, and just with great company and stuff. And then I went to go do a yoga class, Surrender Yoga, and that was amazing. All the deep breathing and special moves, and just really thinking about life. And then Global popped in my head because I was interviewed by a reporter, and I thought, oh, I wonder when that story's coming out. And it's weird, I haven't heard from her in a while. And I thought of her while I was doing the yoga, thought of a whole bunch of things, couldn't wait to finish yoga so I can go get my amazing Greek food. I was just craving Greek food and, a treat from my boyfriend. And then yoga's finished. And then I end up talking to someone at the gym for a while about what has been happening at the gym with all the thefts, and they keep on happening. And just, we're talking about, you know, since COVID, what has happened with the world. It's a different world right now. People are desperate. People are angry, and a lot of thefts, and it just doesn't make sense. It's really sad, actually, what's happening. And so, you know, that was 15 minutes. So then I leave and I'm on my way to get Greek food. So I order it from this amazing restaurant and the order gets all mixed up. I don't find out until I'm driving back. I peek and I'm like, oh, where's the rest of the meal? So because I was craving it so much, I thought, just let it go, Diane. It's not important. And it's starting to be a snowstorm here, like blizzard whiteout. And I thought, oh, but you've been craving it and you're only like 10 minutes away. Just go back. So I go all the way. I call them and I said, I didn't get the rest of the food. They said, oh, we're sorry. Come back. So I come back, run in to grab it. I have to wait a couple of minutes as they package it, and then come out. And then now it's like whiteout. And I thought, oh, I hope it was worth it. Come on, Diane. Now I got to drive in this. So I get on the highway. I'm being really careful and stuff. And I'm, you know, getting closer to home. And some BMW comes out of the plaza and just slides across the main road sideways all over the place. And I was like, oh, wow, you know. So I'm just driving really slow thinking, okay, you're almost home. You're almost home. And then, I end up talking to my boyfriend after I was home, and then he was fishtailing, and he just said it was horrible, like just how bad it is out there. And I thought, wow, you know. So I am home safe, car in the garage, and the dogs are all happy to see me. I let them out. They don't like the snow because it's little chihuahuas who don't like to get their feet wet. But I thought, oh, and then I checked my emails, and then the reporter from Global News got back to me, and she said she's working on the story now, so it should be coming out soon. And I thought, oh, wow, I haven't heard from her in a while, and she popped into my head during yoga, and, you know, right after, there's the email. So it was pretty, I love when stuff like that happens. So I guess my point is this, even when your day starts off fantastic and you're thinking, wow, today's going to be one of those amazing days from the beginning till the end. It's like, nope. It just seemed like so many things started to go wrong after the amazing morning I had, and then, you know, went out, and then from hearing stuff at the gym, what's going on with thefts and robberies, and it's just, it's horrific, you know. So I'm thinking, ugh, you know, don't really feel safe there. And then, I didn't inform everybody. On December 16th, everything was stolen from my locker. And unfortunately, this stuff is still happening. Everything. I went swimming and I went into the sauna, had my shower. All I had on me was my bikini in a bag. And I had my shower, came out, had the towel around me, went into the sauna for a couple minutes, and then went to my locker. So I had the towel around me, walking to my locker, no clothes, just my towel and my bathing suit in a bag. Because I have a place where you rinse the bathing suit there. And my stuff was gone from the locker. And it's their locks. And yeah, my stuff was gone. So everything, all the keys, the from underwears to socks to pants to incredible expensive running shoes to my Calvin Klein winter jacket to my Lululemon brand new sweatshirt, Lululemon pants, like everything was gone. And I thought, oh, I must have put it in a different locker. But I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that's the locker I put it in. And to make a long story short, 2 hours, I stood there naked with a towel. I met some really nice girls. One girl went home to get clothes from her place to give to me. Hendrix, stop that. Hendrix is just playing a little too rough with Athena now, my two chihuahuas. And I couldn't think. The worst part was I went into shock. I couldn't remember the license plate. I couldn't remember my boyfriend's phone number. I couldn't remember anything. I went into shock because, you know, I'm standing there naked and you feel so vulnerable, right? And it was just horrible. So I was at the gym 7 hours in total. By the time I got clothes, I called the police and so there you go. And so it kind of made my Christmas. Actually, I was pretty down. I felt very down, kind of felt depressed, I won't lie, through December after that. Because I just thought, what kind of world do we live in? Like, you know, you go to the gym to feel good, to relax, have your downtime. Because, you know, we all work hard. We're all struggling with something in our life. And then that happens at like this beautiful gym. So it just was really discouraging. I felt hurt. I didn't want to return and stuff. So that happened in December. And my point is, looks like things like this are happening everywhere, and it's just really sad. So, you know, I picked myself back up. January's an incredible start. January was really good. February's even better. So I'm just, you know, counting my blessings. There's so much to be grateful for. Life's about balance, and excited about a new book that's about to be released. I'm interviewing an amazing private investigator, and she was also a police officer. So she'll be on the next episode, which is awesome. And you can learn all about her, and it'll be a really good conversation. So I look forward to that. And and we're still searching for all the missing loved ones. My heart is always with the families. I never want them to feel alone. And just, you know, this is life one day at a time. And my whole point was, you know, it starts off amazing and then crazy things are happening. I'm looking out the window and it's a whiteout. It's like cars are sliding all over the place out there. And it's like, you just got to be really careful. And, you know, the meal was wrong that I ordered. And all the million new thefts that I heard about were crazy at the gym. You know, I spoke to the manager for a while. So it's just, I wish we lived in a better time, but I guess it's up to us to make it as good as possible and to count all the blessings, and because there is a lot. So I just want to say thank you, everyone. We're at 116 countries worldwide. How cool is that? We are so grateful. And, you know, Marty works really hard with the editing and doing everything on the website and the sound. And then I work really hard with the interviews and the stories. And we're grateful that we have so many amazing listeners around the world. So thank you, and stay safe. Do what makes you happy out there. And remember, most important, if you know something about a crime or a missing loved one, say what you know. You know, call in that tip, send an email, use social media. It's a powerful tool. And let's bring these missing loved ones home, because their families are living this nightmare day in and day out. And it's up to us to help them find their missing loved one. And I believe if we all work together as a team, we're going to get results. Thank you so much. Love you. And talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Can I Help Find Your Missing Loved One is created, produced, and hosted by Diana Trepkoff. Associate producer and sound editing by Marty Brown. Please don't forget to call in any tips. Thank you.